From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns commences his next message in the series of studies in the Law of God. Recently, he's been examining Christ's summary of the law: Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Having dealt with love for God and the proper way of loving oneself, he now comes to the matter of loving others. The text is in Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37, the parable of the Good Samaritan. With honoring wisdom, Christ turned the lawyer's question from, "Who is my neighbor?" to, "Are you a neighbor?" The message is very personal in its application. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning. This morning's text comes from the Epistle of Titus, chapter 3, and verse 9. Avoid foolish questions. Our days are few, and are far better spent in doing good than in disputing over matters which are, at best, of minor importance. The old schoolmen did a world of mischief by their incessant discussion of subjects of no practical importance, and our churches suffer much from petty wars over abstruse points and unimportant questions. After everything has been said that can be said, neither party is any the wiser, and therefore the discussion no more promotes knowledge than love, and it is foolish to sow in so barren a field. Questions upon points wherein Scripture is silent, upon mysteries which belong to God alone, upon prophecies of doubtful interpretation, and upon mere modes of observing human ceremonials, are all foolish, and wise men avoid them. Our business is neither to ask nor answer foolish questions, but to avoid them altogether. And if we observe the Apostle's precept to be careful to maintain good works, we shall find ourselves far too much occupied with profitable business to take much interest in unworthy, contentious, and needless strivings. There are, however, some questions which are the reverse of foolish, which we must not avoid, but fairly and honestly meet, such as these: Do I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Am I renewed in the spirit of my mind? Am I walking not after the flesh, but after the Spirit? Am I growing in grace? Does my conversation adorn the doctrine of God, my Savior? Am I looking for the coming of the Lord, and watching as a servant should do who expects his master? What more can I do for Jesus? Such inquiries as these urgently demand our attention, and if we have been at all given to caviling, let us now turn our critical abilities to a service so much more profitable. Let us be peacemakers, and endeavor to lead others both by our precept and example to avoid foolish questions.
Thank you.
As you listen to today's broadcast, we'd like to express our appreciation to those of you who make Let the Bible Speak a regular part of your day. Over the years since LTBS has been on the air, we've heard from many folk who have been blessed and encouraged in their Christian lives through these programs. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to bring this Christ-centered preaching and God-honoring sacred music into your home, vehicle, or workplace. Let the Bible Speak is a ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. Founded by Dr. Alan Cairns, whose messages you hear on the broadcast, LTBS is also heard in many parts of the world through the international radio outreach of Let the Bible Speak, which is produced in Northern Ireland. It may be that you have wondered about the origin and purpose of the Free Presbyterian Church. Stated briefly, the Free Presbyterian Church is a denomination that stands without apology for the absolute inerrancy of the Bible, emphasizing preaching that centers around the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and is militant in its stand against the ecumenical apostasy and the efforts of the world to infiltrate the Church. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, please contact Faith Free Presbyterian Church at their toll-free number 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. Or you may email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Someone from the church will be glad to get in touch with you and to provide you with further details. Also, we encourage you to visit the website of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, www.fpcna.org. Again, that's www.fpcna.org.
Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 25. And we'll read to the end of the parable of the Good Samaritan. Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 25 to 37. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, Who is my neighbor? Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked at him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go, and do thou likewise. Amen. The Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his own precious word for his name's sake. We have read in Luke 10 tonight, though for the last couple of weeks our text has been taken from Matthew 22. The words are the same, but we have taken them from Luke 10 because of the fuller exposition of them here. In Matthew, we have the Lord Jesus speaking to the lawyer. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these 2 commandments hang all the law and the prophets. We have noted already that the Lord, in summing up the 10 commandments, does so by using the word love. And he gives us the command to love God, consequently to love ourselves, and to love others. We have looked at the first two. Tonight we come to this commandment, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. 7 times in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit records that law, that commandment of God. 7 times in the New Testament, he states, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The Lord Jesus Christ plainly states the commandment in the text in Matthew 22. The Apostle Paul used it to sum up the entire second table of the law, our duty toward men. The Apostle James termed this particular commandment the royal law according to the Scriptures. And he said, you do well if you obey it. Now, the first place this commandment arises is not in the New Testament at all. It's in the Old Testament. Moses first gave it, as we have it in Leviticus 19 and verse 18. And while that's the only occurrence of the actual words, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself," in the Old Testament scriptures, the law of Moses and the message of the prophets were founded on that precept. And in many ways, they are just one prolonged exposition of it. If you look at the law, you'll find that its strict standards of honesty and integrity in our dealings with others, its protection of the most vulnerable members of society, the poor, servants, strangers, and hired helps, and even its care that no one's person should ever become vile and loathsome, not even the person of a criminal who has merited being lashed. Its careful protection of all these people is an application of this central theme: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So that when Christ said these words, and when others spoke them in New Testament times, they were not teaching something new. Although, mind you, the Lord Jesus was setting the commandment in a very new and in a very clear light. When he said, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself," he made it very, very plain that love for your neighbor depends on your loving God, and it is subject to your true love for God. And he not only gave that by way of a commandment, but he illustrated it in this story that we call the story of the Good Samaritan. I'm not going to retell the story because it has been perfectly recounted for us in the few verses we have read tonight. I want us this evening to consider this love of neighbor. There's a very important lesson. It's this: you express your love for God, at least in part, by how you love other people. And you measure your love for other people by comparing it with your love for yourself. Think of that very carefully. You express your love for God, at least in part, by how you love other people. And you measure your love for those people by comparing it with your love for yourself. With that in mind, I want us tonight to think about loving our neighbor. As I've said, the Lord Jesus gives us in Matthew a precept. And in answering the lawyer in Luke chapter 10, he gives us a parable to illustrate the precept. And I want us to take them one at a time. The precept. Now, the words are not very difficult to understand. Thou. You know who that is. He's talking to you. This is not for the person next door. This is not for everybody except us. This is a personal word from the Savior to every single one of us. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That's the precept. Can I start off again this week as I did last week in a different connection by pointing out that the man who would best serve his fellow man will first love his God. The man who would love men and love those in need and do good to a world that needs all the doing good it can get, that man will best serve men by loving God. The man who is an enemy of God, a hater of God, a despiser of Christ, a rejecter of the gospel, a blasphemer of the blood, that man is inculcating rebellion wherever he goes. And even if he were to bestow millions upon the poor, if he were to educate and house and feed and clothe them, yet by what he is in himself and by his attitude and actions toward God, he is but making them greater candidates for perdition, because he'd be using his very beneficence to blind their minds to the need of the gospel and its grace. The man who would do best by his fellow men must first get right with God. That's a wonderful truth. And you know, I don't want to take the time to pursue this thought tonight, but what it is saying is this: that the people who are in the best place, they're best positioned to do the greatest amount of good in the world, are Christians. People who are saved, who know the power of the blood of the Lamb, who know what it is to have the joy of sins forgiven, who know what it is to enjoy this life even as they look for the life which is to come, they are the people who are in the very best place to do good in the world. Sometimes God's people feel very inadequate for the task that God has set before them. Sometimes they feel, I don't have the talent to do all that I would like to do. I don't have the money to do all that I would like to do. Now, talent and money are very useful when it comes to serving the Lord. But let me tell you, there is something greater, and that is a testimony to the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let a man be baptized with the love of God. Let the love of God be shed abroad in his heart. Let that man step forth to be a servant of Jesus Christ. And I tell you, he will do good wherever he goes. The greatest good you can do for yourself and for others is to know, receive, love, and serve the Savior. The man who would best serve his fellow man must first love his God. That leads me to say that if you do love God, you should love your fellow man. Now let me make this very clear to you. You cannot love God and be indifferent to men. That's a very bold statement, but it's true. You cannot love the Lord and be indifferent to men and women around you in all their need. The Apostle John put it this way in 1 John 4:20, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? Now that's strong language. You say you love God, but you have no interest in men and women around you. You have no interest in serving them or loving them. God says your love for God is a figment of your imagination. It's a product of your own making. It is a lie, because if you love God, you must love your fellow man.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.